Well, the three key points are that those supporting the ban insist that it is tied, that marriage is tied to procreation. And that is an idea that got a lot of pushback at the court, because obviously there are many people who get married who are not going to have children. They don't want to have children. They're too old to have children. They're unable to have children. Even people in prison have the right to get married. That got a lot of pushback. At the same time, on the conservative side of the bench, there was a lot of pushback against Ted Olson, who was arguing to strike down the ban. A lot of pushback from justices like Sam Alito or the Chief Justice, observing that same-sex marriage is incredibly new. It is, as Justice Alito said, newer than cell phones and the internet. The first same-sex marriage was in the Netherlands in 2000, and we still don't know the effects of same-sex marriage, he suggested, Justice Alito suggested, and therefore, why should the courts weigh into this issue at this time? Why shouldn't the courts leave this to the democratic process? So I think that's, it was a real, you know, it was a back and forth between, is this a denial of equal protection of the law, since there is no really great reason that the opponents of same-sex marriage can cite for denying the right to equal protection? And there are 37,000 children in California who live in same-sex households. Why should they be not denied the right of having parents who are married? On one side, that's the, on the other side, the conservative justices were saying, this is incredibly new. Why should we decide it's part of the equal protection of the law? Let's wait and see how it works out. Let's let the democratic process play out. And then there was a third strain, which is, why are we getting into this at all at this point, when the state of California no longer supports the ban on same-sex marriage? Maybe we should just go away and drop it.